next year you'll be able to eat again.
Yeah, broke, ain't got no dough. That's why we have Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week. Look at you. Look at you, Missy. Maybe you're crawling way past your speed. Ah, you are crawling way past your speed. Yesterday in the Daily Herald, the whole paper was about you.
You know, I hope after seeing that picture, you will believe that my kids really are not starving in this house.
There's a picture yesterday in the Daily Herald in the life section, whatever it's called. There's Jill Cataldo, our bargain babe, and it's the whole page, and they show her inside her pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And that pantry is almost bunker-like.
Yeah, it is, actually.
That is, and it's filled with every possible thing you can get, and all of it done very cheaply.
Almost a lot of what you see in the picture was free. And obviously, if you've listened to this for weeks and weeks, you know that I'm getting the same deals I'm talking about on the radio. This
yeah.
stuff is cheap and free all the time.
It's amazing. So she basically says she spends $65 a week on food and supplies for a family of five. They're starving. She says they're not. I say they are. There's proof there in that paper that your pantry is just loaded with deals, man.
It is. All the time.
Well, you wouldn't even need to go shopping again for a year with what's in that pantry.
That's probably 4 or 5 months at least. But, you know, the stuff I buy when I go shopping really is fresh produce and milk. And then I'm buying, you know, whatever is free to restock the pantry. But
yeah.
We do eat out of the pantry a lot. There's a lot of stuff there.
Well, that is very, very amazing. All right, so that was in the Daily Herald yesterday. Nice work. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
And what's in store for us this week as we shop and look for free junk?
Well, kicking things off at Jewel this week, there is a great deal going on Kraft cheese. They have all the different kinds of Kraft cheese, shredded and brick and string and sliced, are all on sale for $2 a pack. If you buy 7 packages of the 2% cheese, you know, that doesn't mean it's 2% cheese. It's made with 2% milk,
right.
You know, healthier. You will pay $14, and you'll get $13 back at the checkout to use next time.
How
you're
can
gonna
you
pay
beat that?
$1 for 7 packages of cheese.
Oh, my God. All right, $1, 7 packages of cheese. And once again, this isn't like everyone would say when you started, is it like that crappy generic cheese? No.
No.
It's good, normal brand name cheese called what?
Kraft.
Rudy, around with Jill Cataldo. Go ahead, please.
How you doing? I just wanted to say that Jill's made quite an impact. My daughter actually took that article from the Herald and brought it into her econ class today.
Did she really?
Yes.
What are they doing?
What purpose? What's the reason?
Just to show with today's economy how to buck the economy.
I mean, she's doing it every single week. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it unless the kids are just eating Kraft cheese. But right
but
now,
not.
$1?
Yes, $1. You'll pay $14 and you'll get $13 back at checkout for next time. So you will essentially pay $1 for 7 packages of cheese.
All right, let the fun begin. So 7 packages of Kraft cheese. What else we got?
Well, also at Jewel, they have a deal going on Kellogg's Hannah Montana cereal. Yes, Johnny, there is such a thing. It is on sale for $1.67 a box, and there was a $1 coupon in the paper, which I've got outlined on the blog at jillcataldo.com. You can have Hannah Montana for breakfast for 67 cents.
All right. Hello, Kelly.
Good morning, Johnny B. I wanted to know if the coupon queen had any suggestions for obtaining health food cheaply. Everything she mentions is garbage.
You know, I did get some talk about that, Jill. Most of the food that you, and Kelly is right, that you sell us, that you try to give us even on the cheap, has so many preservatives in it, it is so loaded with fat, that you could kill your family of five in 2 weeks.
Is there any nutritional value in Hannah Montana cereal?
Anything
probably
at all.
Not, but it is cheap. That's true. This
well,
is the
so
best
is dirt.
Deals
it's
of
free.
So is dirt. Kelly says, how much is dirt right now? Actually, a black dirt is going to be very expensive this time of year.
You know, to answer his question, there are deals on healthier food. Obviously, when we do the radio deals, I think from what you've told me, you want the best deals of the week. So I do go for the things that are the cheapest. That's true.
Well, yeah.
You can get deals on healthier food. Absolutely. I mean, the cheese is healthy.
Yeah, sure it is. All right, well, you need to put up some of these on maybe on your website. Put some healthy items on there, not just Hannah Montana cereal and cheese. I mean, what are we feeding here?
Cheap stuff.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, what is it, Dennis?
Yeah, I got a question for Jill.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, you talk about these coupons that most of the time you're always talking about. I'm a single parent and raising three kids.
Sure.
You're always talking about going to Jewel or Dominic's. there's a lot of other Centrella stores out there that are way cheaper. Instead of going to the store for one thing, there's stores out there that you can save way better money than just going to Jewel Dominic's.
Actually, that's really a myth. Because there are so many of these payback deals going in at any given time at Jewel and Dominic's, like the cheese, you couldn't go buy seven packages of Kraft at Centrella
yeah.
and have it for a dollar. Those payback deals can really sweeten things for you.
Yeah, but you're only focusing on one thing. Well, if you're going to go to Fairplay or Centrella, whatever the store is, it would be better to go off and save money on several things than just focusing on one thing.
Dennis, what do you spend on groceries a week?
On the average, between me and my three kids, about $70, $75.
Okay, $70, $75. And what's the most expensive item you think you have to buy?
I would probably have to say meat.
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 Do you have meat every day or once a week?
Yeah, every day.
You have meat. You have meat every day?
Yeah, between pork chops, ground beef, chicken, basic stuff. I don't go buy T-bones or anything like that.
Right.
But basic stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you get in the family packs, you can split it up like that. And yeah, pretty much meat every day, yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear this theory? Somebody told me, they say, hey, you know what, man? You know, do you go buy a steak at a highfalutin steakhouse in Chicago? You know where they get their steak? Costco. I go, what do you hear stuff like that?
I've actually heard a lot of restaurants buy their meats from the warehouse clubs. That is actually true.
Okay, now wait a second. A lot of these places, they dry age this and this and that, and they steam their cows in honey or whatever they do. You know, the next thing you know, now they're telling me they're just loading up the plate at Costco, taking it out of the wrapper and throwing it on my plate.
They may be.
Well, I don't like it.
Times are tough. They're keeping it down, too.
Exactly. They have to. There's no way they can continue to massage cows' nipples and make their meat tender while people are losing money left and right. They can't.
Who would pay for that Kobe beef anymore? That's like
$30
or $40
right.
a pound.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I did that once. I was in Vegas. I went to Cut, Wolfgang's place.
Mm-hmm.
Cut. I ordered there was three cuts of Kobe beef. I said, you know what? I'm going to have this. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, yeah, and you tasted it and you didn't like it. I'm going to tell you something right now. It was three of the smallest pieces of meat I've ever eaten in my life at $140 for the entree.
Was it good, though?
No, listen to this. $140, and there was not one. There was no piece of lettuce. There was no spinach. There wasn't one pea in sight. Nothing. It was the best meat I have ever eaten. I was licking the plate.
I've heard that. You know, they have a Kobe beef hot dog there at Wolfgang's, and it's $18 for
yes.
a hot dog. That's the cheapest one they have.
Yeah, I was licking the plate. I mean, I wouldn't – yeah, I kept going, well, I'm not going to like this. At every bite. Was just like you did not want to swallow it. That's what she said. Okay, now, Jill.
Yes.
What else do we got? We have.
Well, we have cheese. We have Hannah
cheese
Montana.
Cheese and Hannah Montana
cereal.
That one.
Yeah, still at Jewel. They have Dean's dips, like for chips, you know, French onion, garlic,
sure.
and stuff. They're a dollar a tub, and there's a dollar off two coupon in the paper. That makes them 50 cents a tub.
Chips right. and dip, very healthy.
Always yeah. good. Chips, dip, cheese so far, and Hannah Montana cereal. All right, kids with goiters is our next topic after nine. Thanks. Jill Cataldo, what else is in the store that's not healthy?
Heading over to Walgreens, they have a great deal going on Huggies diapers. And I get a lot of requests for these diaper deals because, as we all know, diapers are very expensive.
You won't be needing that with seven packs of Kraft cheese.
You'll never go again.
You'll be bound up for about a year.
Just bind them up. And
yeah.
Then they don't have to use diapers.
That's
at this price, I can get some. Huggies diapers are on sale at Walgreens for $10 a pack. When you buy three, they will give you $10 back for your next purchase. On the blog, I have some printable coupons for $5 off and a couple others. I'm going to tell you how to use them. You will end up paying $12 for your three packs of Huggies and get $10 back. So that's $2 for three packs. That's about 66 cents a pack. That's cheap.
Do people ever just use real diapers anymore?
You know, I do know some people that are using cloth diapers, but to me, when they are this cheap, I would rather not wash them out.
Plus, you have to have, don't you have, with real diapers, you have a pin involved? And
They're Velcro now, actually, the cloth ones.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they have Velcro. So.
Okay. Well,
times have changed, you know, since your kids were little, Johnny.
Oh, my good Lord. All right, hello, Marie.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say thanks for saving us a lot of money.
You're welcome. What has Jill done for you, though?
I'm sorry?
What has Jill done for you, though? Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Saved me a lot of money.
Thank you.
Just went to Walgreens yesterday, got two of the shampoo, two of the Smart Balance Butter, two of the Coffee Mate Creamers, and one of the razors, and I paid $4.
Isn't that awesome?
But Marie failed to mention she shoplifted all that.
No, she didn't. She did it all legit.
All right. So thank you, Marie. She's shaving something, and you are telling us what? What are you telling us?
I was talking about the deals at Walgreens, which was the diapers, but we'll move on to what she was talking about. She's right. Garnier shampoo is also free at Walgreens again this week. With the Walgreens coupon, it is 99 cents. And then there's a coupon in the paper from just this past week for a dollar off. Well, when it's 99 cents with a dollar coupon, it is free.
Wouldn't you love to be going to Jewel now looking for those Huggies and you just run into Edge with his hat on shopping at Jewel here? I found Edge. Know where he's going to be tonight. Where do you think they're going to be tonight, Jill?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
I'll be long asleep before they start rocking.
Well, you get up early.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I just got up an hour ago.
Well, good for you.
As a matter of fact, I'm still sleeping. Jill, what else is going on in the grocery world?
Well, still at Walgreens, they have a new kind of Glade air freshener, and it'll be free after the coupon, too. You will probably get a kick out of this, Johnny, because you're kind of a gadget guy. Have you seen this? It's called Glade Sense and Spray.
Nope.
It sits on the back of your toilet, and it watches when you sit down, and then when you get up, it sprays automatically.
Nice. I'm in.
I figured you would be.
I love gadgetry that involves toilet work.
I know. Well, the Sense and Spray is $4, and there is a $4 coupon in the paper, so you can take this little thing home for free.
Okay, you sit down. It senses when you sat down.
Yes.
Then when you get up, because you flushed, you're done.
Correct.
It will spray on you.
Yeah, well, not on you. It sprays up into the air.
Fantastic. I love that.
I figured you would, and it's free.
But doesn't that stuff, like, I have this stuff here. What is this? Glade. And really, when you spray that, are you fooling anybody? Because aren't you just spraying over the top of the turd?
No, you're not. I think it's worse in some ways. But
no, yeah, I do. I think what you're doing is you're putting a flag up that says, don't go in there. If you smell Lysol coming out of a room, you know somebody's trying to cover something up.
That's true.
If you just left it alone, people would think, oh, it's just, I don't know what it is.
Well, it would still smell. At least I think that's your attempt to say, hey, you know, okay, yes, I did this.
It is. That's the heads up because it wafts out of there. It's like, oh, Lysol, there's something wrong in there.
I'm trying. Oh, man. You know what just hit me, man? That story. A listener once told me a story that he went on a date with a girl. The very first date, he went to pick her up at his apartment, at her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go to the bathroom. Okay?
Yes.
And it was bad. You know, you don't want to sit down on your first date, especially in her bathroom. He sits down, he goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tries to flush the toilet. It doesn't flush.
Oh, geez.
I think that's also like a scene in Along Comes Polly or some movie like that.
I have seen that in movies.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
This guy, he put it in his pocket.
No.
And he put it in his pocket, and when he got out past the door, he threw it in a bush.
Oh, my God. Didn't it make his pocket?
He had it wrapped up.
Oh, that's terrible.
How crazy is that? Oh, and that guy was me. Thank you very much. Hello, Wheel.
Hey.
Your name's Wheel?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Auto repair.
Okay, yeah, Wheel.
Hey, what about beer? Free beer. Got any tips on that?
You ever get booze out?
We did have liquor deals. Closer to Christmas, there were a lot. They are kind of seasonal, unfortunately. But, you know, when they come up, I absolutely do mention them.
All right. Right now, all we have is cheese, Hannah Montana cereal, dip, some Huggy diapers, some shampoo, and some Glade Sense to freshen your...
That is correct.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it?
No, I have a couple more. Heading over to CVS, Nutrice hair color is very, very cheap, so you can, you know, dye your hair on the cheap if you want to.
What about the carpeting?
You could do that, too, because this is a two-box deal. So you can get one for up and one for down low.
Nice.
There you go. It's $5 a box. If you buy two, you get $5 back in what CVS calls...
Guy, let's dye each other's carpeting this weekend.
You got it.
Yeah.
We're going to remodel upstairs and downstairs.
Let's have a carpeting dyeing party.
Oh, man. That would be very disturbing to walk in on.
Yes, it would.
Guy and I had a spoon position, and we're spraying stuff on each other.
Sadly, my mind is, I'm wondering what color you are. You going blonde? Are you going red?
Stripes, like a little stripe. I got a landing strip anyway. Hey, Kim.
Jeez.
Kim.
Hey there.
What?
Hey there. How lazy can we be that we can't even pick up a spray bottle and spray something after going to the bathroom?
Really?
Is that the truth?
Now you have a sensor to text when you get up so it can spray you.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Hey, well, I just report on this stuff.
It is cheap, though. It's free. Free Glade Sense and spray air freshener at Walgreens. What else?
Back at the Nutrice hair color that you and Guy are going to use this weekend, you will buy two boxes, pay $6, and get $5 back. So that's 50 cents a box.
Okay.
You can have your new look.
Great.
Very cheap. And then lastly, at CVS, Crest Pro Health toothpaste is also very, very cheap. It's $2.99 with a 75 cent coupon. You will pay $2.24 and get $2 back. So it'll be 24 cents a tube for Crest. That's really cheap.
Yep.
It's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. Visit JillCataldo.com for more deals.
If you wait for me again, I will punch you.
I thought you were going to say something, you know,
how do
witty
I say
and funny.
What do you mean?
You know,
you're going to wait a while for that.
I only do one a week, and that'll be, I think I'm doing something Friday.
Okay, well, I'll wait till next week then.
We won't wait for this clip. All right, come on. All right, so you've got Kellogg's Hannah Montana cereal, Kraft cheese, 7 packs of Kraft cheese for $1. Huggies diapers, free shampoo, free Glade scents, 2 boxes of Nutris hair color, and Compressed Pro. This is the total volume of deal on this. You spent like maybe $1.09 on all of this junk. Yes, Max.
Yeah, you were asking about Diana carpeting down below.
Yeah.
What if you have hardwood?
Hello, Bob.
Some varnish.
That spray would last like a day in your house because, as I recall, you sit down for 1 and 2, don't you?
So the spray would just keep spraying off on me.
Dio. Holy Diver. Skid Row. Queen. This is Chicago's rock station. 97.9. The Loop.